With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the channel. Now, you guys requested this one. Today, we're looking at I Don't Work Here Lady. I am not Santa's elf, I am just lost on the way to get Christmas card photos. The other day, my mother wanted my siblings and I to do Christmas card photos. She had a nice list of what she wanted, and while it annoyed us, it always does make her happy when we pose for Christmas card photos as a nice family. This year, she wanted us to dress like elves, well, us kids anyways. So I got into my elf costume. It's Christmas time, and I have seen a lot stranger stuff than a wandering elf this time of year. So I head to the mall. I am late. I rush up and look for the directory to see if I can find the photo place on it. Yeah, should have been on time. I'm trying to figure out the location when I hear someone clearing their throat. I shuffle over a bit. Maybe I'm blocking the view. The throat clears again. Maybe the person is sick? I reach into my coat pocket. Need a cough drop? I ask as I turn around holding up a cough drop. There was a rather annoyed looking woman. About time! Where is Santa? Demanded the woman. Excuse me? I replied, confused. Where is Santa? Snapped the woman. The North Pole? Downstairs? Out to lunch? On a date with Mrs. Claus? How should I know? I said as I listed random things as I thought of them. The woman crossed her arms. Seriously, are you just trying to mess with me? Growled the woman. That was when I noticed the small little girl dressed to the nines next to her. No, I am, I started. An elf. You should know where Santa is. He isn't downstairs and we're in a hurry. Call him. My daughter wants to see him, growled the woman. I looked at this woman and to the little girl. I didn't want to burst the little girl's bubble, but I didn't have time to deal with this. Oh, sorry, miss, you've got the wrong division of elf. I'm not part of appearances or guard duty, miss. So, I don't deal with Santa. I'm in charge of the reindeer. Vixen is picky and I was gonna pick her up a treat, so I was trying to find the store on here for reindeer. You know, this place isn't very reindeer friendly. I started and began to yammer on about reindeer as I shuffled around the sign. Well, I would love to stay and chat, but if I slouch off, Mrs. Claus will have my hide. Doodles, I said, and then legged it out of there. I could hear her yell after me, but I didn't look back. After a bit, I found the photo studio and we took the photos. I told my siblings about the whole thing, and my bro had this to say. Well, that's your own dumb fault for dressing like an elf. Maybe I am at fault. Yeah, to be fair on this one, I think the woman probably did have a little bit of reasoning here. Like, it could have been expected that you, dressed as an elf, were probably working in the mall. But hey, I do love the way that you messed with her at the end, though, just like leaving her on. I enjoyed that. Moving on to our next story. Woman thinks I am some kind of public transit. I'm driving a golf car. I'll leave this off by saying that this woman was on something. Drugs or drunk, I will never know. So, 5 years ago, I was working as a parking supervisor at the state fairgrounds. And we have several trucks and golf cars that we use to get around. One day, during a small trade show, I decided to gas up the golf cart I was using for the day and fill up the jerry cans we kept for when we needed fuel but couldn't leave. The closest gas station is about 150 meters or so from the edge of the fairgrounds. So I would always leave, hop onto the sidewalk, as the golf carts we had were not street legal, and putter on over to a pump to fill up with the company gas card. I had never once had a problem doing this until that day. On my way back, the woman in question is walking on the sidewalk in the opposite direction, so I stop and pull off into the grass area by the road to let her pass. Safety and all that. Before I register what she is doing, she sits down next to me. I ask her to get off, only for her to start asking me questions. This follows a short but confusing conversation as she keeps asking me to take her places and asking random questions about the golf cart. And I keep refusing to move and explain where I work, etc. and that I can't drive with her sitting there, she needs to get up, etc. It escalates to the point that I have to tell her to get off of the vehicle or I would have to call the police. That seems to register through whatever fog this woman was in, and she stood up and kept walking on like nothing had happened. It was a weird experience that I really haven't thought back on until today. I have had other I Don't Work Here Lady-like moments, but never one that went like this. Alright, so this one, as opposed to the first story, yeah, this one is a little little bit stranger. Say if you were driving like a coach or a bus or something that looked like a form of public transport, that would make more sense to me, but a golf cart? No. You can't just hop on a golf cart and expect to be taken somewhere for free. That's crazy. Now for our third story, Record Store Blues, featuring Karen and the managers. Well, you love to see that title. A good friend of mine reached out to me via Facebook Messenger to inform me that a copy of not one, but two CDs of my favourite circus/carnival-themed artists was on the shelf in the local record store. For the curious, it's Circus Contraption, and the albums in question are Gallimore Free and Grand American Travelling Dime Museum. Wow, well, if you've heard of that, I'm impressed. I diddy-bopped down immediately to the store, anxious and excited, and I'm able to get both of them. I'm having an awesome day, so I ignore the tapping on my shoulder, thinking that I'm in someone's way, edging to the side without comment. Cue Karen and her +4 haircut of dubious perception. Excuse you, I've been trying to get your attention for the last 12 minutes? I just got here, so congratulations. Help me immediately if you want to keep this job. What seems to be the issue? I figured that I could help her, go back to browsing other music choices, keep my day on an even keel. Nope, she's having none of this. Put that down now and help me move this drum kit to my car or I'll have you fired. At this point, she leans in super close, spitting each word like venom. It would probably hurt if you get fired before Christmas, wouldn't it, you bearded F? Okay? I'm thinking, lady, I don't want to know what screwed you up so bad that you have to try to wreck other people, just dang. Are you going to be helpful or unemployed? I'd rather chug broken glass through a lemon-flavored straw than deal with this. Go get me fired, okay? I mean, the broken glass is okay, but the lemon-flavored straw, no way. Karen immediately detonates and I'm at ground zero. Cue the cartwheel of expletives, threats, and comments about my parents. Looking behind her, I can see the manager bracing for impact, not exactly on my side for what I did, but hey, not sure that I can care either. Mom, they don't work for me. How can I help you? And Karen releases a second volley, aiming for the manager. On my way to the counter, I overhear that Karen just bought a new drum kit from the store next door. The pawn shop. The very much not a record store type of pawn shop. Apparently, she's thinking that I was working there and would feel obligated to carry her purchase to her car, which immediately freed the manager to tell her to get the F out of his store. When he got to the counter, he gave me a stern comment about not igniting volatile people, and I paid for my stuff. The cashier did offer to add in a free copy of Soundgarden CD, which I politely and firmly declined. She did double punch my reward cards though, which was nice. The best part about all these stories so far, in my opinion, is that all the posters have actually gone along with what the Karens are saying. Like, they know that they don't work there, but they just go along with it for the fun. It's so funny. Now for our final story, lady wants me to fix gas pump. Before I begin, I just found this sub and I'm loving it. What I'm going to share isn't as dramatic as some, but did happen last week. I took my Escape to the local Ford shop outside the dealership to get my oil changed. I go in and I sort of vaguely know the guy behind the counter. I tell him what I need, he says it'll be about 45 minutes total. Cool, I'll wait in the little waiting room. I barely got myself sat down when an older lady rushes in and, for reasons completely unknown to me, starts complaining about gas pump 3. But she's the type that is flighty and going to keep talking right on over you, so she starts talking. Oh, I'm sorry, I managed to say before she goes on and on about the little hook thingy on the end of the deal. You know, and she can't get it to go, but that little hook thingy, etc, etc. I know nothing about gas pump maintenance, but her rapid-fire, meandering descriptions weren't doing anyone any favours. An overly excitable parakeet came to mind. Sensing the briefest of lulls in her ramblings, I said, I'm sorry, I don't work here. Naturally, she starts chirping again as I'm saying the word work. She's looking off in every direction at every person waiting for their cars, at the guy behind the counter just chittering away, saying a lot without ever really saying anything, you know? Mostly this is directed at me, but she's pivoting her head and just talking to the whole room. There was nothing wrong with her, just one of those elder Karens who were mowed to level 10 fret over a level 2 issue. She ends it all by looking directly at me and saying, so, pump 3, thank you, and she walks back out to her car at the gas pump. The guy at the counter needs some more info from me because since the last time I was there, I got a new car but also moved. After our exchange, I kind of patted the counter forcefully and said, as if I were his boss, and if one of you could get on pump 3, that'd be great. We had a chuckle and I sat back down. The lady comes parakeeting up towards the door again and I took a deep breath, ready to tell her that I don't work there. She doesn't come in but looks directly at me sitting in a chair, then parakeets back to her car and stands there. A mechanic came in from the shop. Guy behind the counter tells him the story as best as he could with what little information the lady gave. He says he'll take a look ASAP. They were busy. It was 2 days before Thanksgiving. Assuming people were getting their cars checked before travel. Also, it had just snowed, so maybe winterization. And I also don't think he knew there was a lady actually out there. I can see her pacing around like a maniac, craning her neck and looking at the storefront. The counter guy is run ragged booking new people in and going over the bills with the others they had finished. Cue me getting an important phone call about my disabled mother's SSI benefits. It was just a number, so I answered it inside, but once I realized its importance, I took it outside. As I'm telling the SSI rep to hold on one sec, the lady comes back in and looks at me with daggers in her eyes. She's simply aghast. I make it to a point to tell the SSI rep that I was at the shop getting my car worked on, hoping that would kill two birds with one stone, let them know why I needed a sec, and let Parakeet know that I didn't work there. But as I'm walking out the door, I hear her just exclaim, "And now he's just on the phone? Unbelievable!" She storms out after me, I think because she thinks I'm heading to her car and pump three. Obviously, I'm not. I continue off the property across a small access road and into the empty lot next door. I'll take the call with delicate personal information while also having a cigarette, I figured. All in all, I'm, I don't know, 100 feet away? The lady starts storming in my direction. She gets about halfway there and throws up her arms in disgust, like she's waiting for me to notice her. Finally, she turns on her heels and stomps back to her car, paces around it, stares at me, looks at the store. Finally, one of the mechanics goes out there. I obviously couldn't hear them and I was preoccupied with my call anyway. I did see him do something at the pump which took a millisecond, and the rest of the time she was clearly angrily animated, talking at him while gesturing and occasionally looking at me. She fills up her car and leaves by the access road I crossed. I get daggers from her as she drives past me. I get done with my call and go back in. The mechanic and the counter guy are both talking, so I asked what her deal was. She didn't pull up the little lever that would activate the gas pump. She was just trying to pump gas to no avail, facepalm. But the mechanic goes, "She really hates you." He goes on to say how she read him the riot act over me. I was lazy, incompetent, and more preoccupied with my phone and going on a break than I was with helping her. She ended it with demanding I be fired or she'd take her business elsewhere. The counter guy says, "So sorry, but we're gonna have to let you go." Dang, we laughed hard about that. Alright, so to be fair, I think this Karen's not actually that bad. She seems like a Karen in training, if you like, because she didn't call for the manager yet, so she's still getting to know what real entitlement is. Again, though, I do love how everyone just knows that you don't work here and they just play with it, annoying her even more. It's very funny.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stormed out after quitting a job I never had. This happened to me yesterday and I can't not share it because it's absolutely hilarious to me. I was recently hired in a smallish motorcycle garage slash workshop just under 3 weeks ago as a mechanic. Yet what I tend to do most of the time is errands for the other people that work there as I'm new, and I'm not going to complain. Normally it's organizing bolts, tidying tools up, sweeping or grabbing food on the lunch break for everyone. They chip in cash wise for it, obviously. Just before lunch, myself and one of my colleagues managed to bend a breaker bar, a large bar designed to increase torque on a nut or bolt to make stiff bolts easier to loosen, and therefore need to replace it. I take the company card, as it's a company expense, take everyone's money and head into the town to do some light shopping. Thankfully, we're situated about a 5-minute walk from a Halfords, British store for bicycles, car parts, tools, etc. And there's a small coffee shop opposite. The work uniform we have is essentially just black overalls, and I personally put a hoodie over the top half as it can get quite cold around this time of year. This makes me look very similar to the uniform that is worn in the Halfords shop. I turn up and head to the tool section and find a breaker bar easily enough. They're quite large, so it's hard to miss them. While I'm there, I have a general browse at a few other things in the shop, and an employee asks if I need a hand. I'm juiced up on coffee and I'm reading the back of an alarmed padlock box when they speak and it makes me jump, smacking my head on the shelf above and knocking some things off the shelf. Nothing heavy or delicate, thankfully, just a few pairs of heated gloves and some tubs of glue. Apologizing and able to laugh about it, I assist the worker in placing everything back onto the shelf when a buzzer goes off, and he says he has to head to the office and thank me for helping restack the shelf. Just as I finish restacking the shelf and picking up the item I was looking at, a man walks in with a toolbox that the place sells, and comes up to me kicking and screaming that he lost a part of it or something. I honestly wasn't paying attention to what he was saying. I attempted to explain that I don't work here, he simply pointed at my legs, presuming they are trousers, not overalls, and calls me a liar. And that if I don't replace what he lost, he would fire me on the spot. The worker who had headed to the office arrived back at the end of the aisle about this time and asked if there was anything he could help with. And I, having spotted his name tag beforehand, told him by name that I've got this. Turning back to the clearly irritated gentleman, I tell him that he can't fire me because I quit. I placed the items I was holding on top of the toolbox, straddled across his arms, and storm off, being careful not to turn and show the massive grin on my face. Out of the doors I went and off to the coffee shop before returning to work, having completely forgotten to return and buy the breaker bar. I told them the story and another colleague walked over and bought it himself with the card, really lighting the mood of a cold, dirty workshop for the day. I mean, there are a couple things that are funny about this story. Firstly, the fact that this stupid customer who you encountered thought he had the power to fire a worker. And secondly, the way you played the situation, I can't imagine his reaction. Maybe he thought to himself, wow, I actually can fire workers, but I guess this guy's quitting. Oh well, I've got what I wanted. But yeah, you definitely made him look like the mug in this situation. Well done to you. Now for our second story. Karen sees me feeding my newborn and still demands I help her because her time is too valuable. I went to Walmart today with my wife and newborn, looking for a bike for our daughter. To our surprise, the store was not very crowded, but it was still a bit busy, as you can all imagine, due to the holiday season. We arrived at the bike racks and my wife had the urge to go use the bathroom, so I stayed behind trying to determine which one was more fitting for my daughter. Suddenly, the newborn wakes up crying and I start scrambling to prepare his bottle as it was time to feed. As good of a father as I believe I am, I could not find a freaking thing in that diaper bag, so the chaos was becoming real very fast. Enter Karen, equipped with high heels, sunglasses, a hat worthy of the Kentucky Derby, and a dress straight out of a romantic scene from an 80s movie. Excuse me, help me get this bike down. Excuse me. I knew she could not be talking to me because I was clearly struggling to open a zipper on a bag while the deafening screams of my baby were driving everyone else away. Excuse me, do you speak English? I took a peek over my shoulder and wouldn't you know it, Karen was staring directly at me. Are you gonna help me? I kept ignoring her and managed to get what I needed out of the bag while my son made his best attempt to break every glass in the store with his high-pitched screams. At that exact moment, my wife showed up and somehow I managed not to curse this lady out. In fact, I politely replied, "Can you give me a moment, please?" I finished preparing the bottle while my wife held the baby, handed my wife the bottle to feed our son, and I turned and faced the evil Karen. So, are you gonna help me? Did you realize I was busy with a baby? I don't have all the time in the world to chit-chat. Are you helping me or not? Okay, which bike do you want? That one right up there. I love how all these people that post these stories just fake being the workers. It's so good. She pointed at the exact one I had eyeballed when I first arrived. So I calmly pulled the rack forward, took the bike down, and started walking, bike in hand, towards my wife. You can just leave it right there. Oh, I didn't get this down for you. I got this down for me. I'm buying this one. Learn some effing manners, you old idiot, and take your freaking shades off. It's 7:30 at night. How dare you? My wife burst out laughing so hard that the baby started crying again, but this time I didn't mind the noise, as it was blocking Karen's mumbling and swearing as we walked away with our daughter's new bike. Oh, what a story. You know what I would have done when she said, "Excuse me, do you speak English?" I would have just looked at this Karen straight in the eyes and said, "No, I don't speak English," in that exact accent, not even trying to fake it, just see what her reaction might have been. Or maybe if she said, "Do you speak English?" I'd say, "Not for you, I don't. F off." Now for a slightly different story. Didn't get arrested because the officer thought I did work there. This happened about 6 years ago, right before my old car gave up the ghost. The turn signal knob had gotten caught on my coat about a week prior to this and had snapped completely off, sadly taking with it my ability to turn on my headlights. I was leaving my job that night and I'd been parked up the road. As I had needed to do for the previous week, I brought a pair of needle-nose pliers with me so that I could jam them in the steering column where the turn signal knob used to be and manually turn on the headlights. As luck would have it, I had a bit of trouble getting them on that night, but managed to turn them on right as a police cruiser drove past me on the road. He must have seen my butt half hanging out of the car, jamming something into the steering column, because as he rounded the corner and went out of sight, I saw reflections of red and blue lights flashing in the trees. Not putting two and two together, I hopped all the way in and got buckled up and shut the door. Next thing I know, I saw the same car go whooshing past me at top speed in the opposite direction. Still not figuring it out, I just pulled out and started heading heading home. In my rear view, I saw the cop slam on his brakes and pull a U-turn right as I started to pull into the gas station a few doors down from my job. As I get out of the car, the cop comes flying up into the parking lot and locks it up right behind my car. Then he rolls down the window, squints at me and says, "Oh, I guess you work here, huh?" And then he backs out and leaves. It wasn't until I went into the gas station that I realized he thought I was stealing that car. But when he saw me in my khaki slacks and red polo shirt, dressed exactly like the cashier was, he figured nobody would steal a car to drive to work. So, I almost got arrested, but I was saved because I didn't work there, but I looked like I did. Now, to be honest, I think this story would be better placed in r/I do work here lady. If you guys don't know about that subreddit, I've done a couple videos now on it, and it's really, really good. It's pretty much the opposite of r/I don't work here lady. Now, what I want for you to do, for those of you that have seen my other r/I do work here lady videos, comment down below which do you prefer out of these two subs. I don't work here lady or I do work here lady. Personally, I like them both, but I want to know what you guys think. Let me know. Now for our final story, entitled Woman Thinks I'm a Student. This happened many years ago. Me and my grandparents were buying flowers at the garden store. The store was run by young people studying gardening. My grandfather had chosen a small rose bush to take to my grandmother's grave. There were people lining up at the checkout, so in order not to lengthen the line, I went to see other flowers while my grandparents were waiting. The cashier was right next to the front door, so a longer line would have blocked the door. Suddenly, some woman comes up to me and begins to talk to me.
"Where have you taken all the beautiful flowers?"
"What?"
"Yes."
At first I thought she meant where we found the roses. "The roses are..." She interrupts me.
"No, I'm tired of it. That you always hide the best flowers in the back rooms so that you can sell them to relatives. I've earned equally beautiful flowers."
"Oh, sorry, but I don't work here."
"They're going to my mother's grave. They are beautiful."
At this point, I look at my grandparents, but they don't realize I need help. My grandfather is talking to someone he knows and doesn't look my way. This entitled woman grabs my hand and says angrily,
"Are you listening to me?"
I was very confused. I wasn't even in junior high, so I had no idea how she imagined me to be about 4 years older. "Well, my grandfather bought roses. They seem to be in good shape."
"Where are they? Show me where they are."
I walked to the roses while the woman was muttering to herself behind me. I stop. "Here," I point at the roses. The woman begins to complain about the look of the roses and demands me to bring her a better look. Looking set. I don't know if they have any more roses. You might want to ask the cashier or someone who works here. The woman does not listen to me, but continues to ask her questions. Finally, I pick up one of the roses and say to the woman, "This looks good. It has open flowers and a few buds, so it should bloom for a long time with proper care. This is what my grandfather bought."
"Well, if you have no others, then I guess this is good. But you better come to the cash desk right away so I can plant this before dark. How much does this cost?"
I'm starting to walk towards the cashier and outside doors where my grandparents are already waiting and say, "I don't know, ask the cashier." The woman is just still saying something when my grandfather calls me.
"Well, come on now, OP, we should still get to the cemetery."
"Okay." I walk to my grandfather and hear this entitled woman rushing over to the cashier. And as I'm just passing the woman paying for her flowers, she begins to complain about how unprofessional I am. I stop at the door to see what the salesman answers. He's confused by the woman. "But she doesn't work here. After all, she doesn't look old enough to be one of the students. And besides, I just sold flowers to her family." Only now does the woman turn around and look at me properly. She turns completely red and starts stuttering but can't say anything while I wave at her and run after my grandparents. Ah, that is the moment we all live for on this subreddit. It's so good to see her face when it finally clicks that you were just a kid shopping with your grandparents. All in all, what a kind, helpful young person OP seems to be, right? Like, yeah, she tried to say that she didn't work there, but once she saw that this entitled woman didn't really care, she just helped her out. Well done. Anyway guys, that is the end of this episode of r/I don't work here lady. If you want more from this subreddit, click the video on screen right away for an absolute banger of a video. As I said before, drop a comment down below, let me know which you prefer, r/I don't work here lady or r/I do work here lady. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll put two videos on the end screen, one from each subreddit, and you can choose which one you want to watch. Go right ahead.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.